Good afternoon, everyone. The Justice Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Amara, please call the roll.
Chair Plankton.
Here.
Vice Chair Caruso.
Here.
Ranking Member Gottlieb.
Here.
Representatives Beltran.
Here.
Benjamin.
Here.
Byrd.
Here.
Davis. DeSegley.
Here.
Fernandez Barquin. Garrison.
Here.
Gregory.
Here.
Learned.
Here.
Mello.
Here.
Rayner.
Here.
Sabatine. A quorum is present.
We have a quorum. Let's get started. And as a reminder, I'd ask everyone to make sure, be aware of the health COVID-19 protocols as it relates to masks, which means that anybody speaking at the podium also has to be wearing a mask and keep it on. And please, as usual, make sure anything that makes sounds would be put on silence or turned off before we get going. So today we're going to take up two member bills and then move right to our consent agenda, which we have seven, I think, project bills. So let's get started. First up, it'll be House Bill 903, Clerks of the Court, by Representative Barnaby. You're recognized. Turn your mic on, please.
Testing. House Bill 903. Mr. Chair, Florida's clerks of the court provides many critical services in our communities that support public safety and our judicial system. Clerks are funded through fines, fees, and court costs. As many of you know, they have had serious budget challenges for many years, and they were heavily impacted by the pandemic. Clerks worked together to bring forward some proposed solutions found in this bill to help stabilize their situation and begin to set a foundation and framework to better fund their services. The bill addresses a major concern by authorizing clerks of court to establish and maintain responsible statewide reserves held in the Clerks of the Court Trust Fund. Wow, this mask is real difficult. I'm having a hard time because I have a tracheostomy and severe sleep apnea, so please bear with me.
Go ahead. What I've done before is you can hold it out. I did that in a committee meeting too. Or if that's more comfortable, you can do that as well.
I didn't want to pass out and have the EMTs come up here before I finished. So please forgive me.
Please don't.
Those reserves are limited, capped at 16% of their total budget authority. Only if needed, this 16% cap is used because it is a generally accepted accounting standard for local governments. The bill, Mr. Chairman, codifies and makes permanent the clerk's carry forward authority, which was established in 2019 by House Bill 337. And it uses this existing process to fund the reserves. The bill also makes changes to the clerk's budgeting process to help fix the gaps and improves the process. The bill provides that clerks of court operations, corporations can request a statewide loan from the governor to meet temporary deficits in the trust fund. The bill authorizes CCOC to submit legislative budget requests similar to a state agency for new clerk duties not accounted for in the normal fines and fees estimate. And finally, the bill provides enhanced compliance collections processes to help more individuals make payments timely and reduce driver license suspensions. Mr. Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you. We have no amendments, so we'll go right to questions. Any questions from members? Seeing no questions, we have some public testimony. Jason Harrell with the Florida Clerks and Comptrollers. Tara Green with Florida Clerks and Comptrollers. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and the members of the committee. My name is Tara Green, and I am the Clerk and Comptroller in Clay County, as well as the President of the Statewide Association. On behalf of the Florida Clerks and Comptrollers, I want to thank Representative Barnaby for working with us and bringing forward this bill for your consideration. I think that most everyone on this committee is aware that clerks have confronted a very difficult budget for many years. We are funded through fines, fees, and court costs, and we were, as well as many others, severely impacted by the pandemic. It is a really serious situation that can impact public safety and our ability to support the court system. We really appreciate the many members on this committee that have tried to help clerks in the past. We believe this bill is an important first step to set a framework in place to help stabilize our situation as we continue to work with you towards a long-term solution. Of course, we will work to continue to refine and improve this bill at the next stop as we work through the process. On behalf of all 67 clerks and comptrollers of the state of Florida, we strongly support this bill. It is not a silver bullet, and we will need to work with you in the next year on the revenue side to diversify our dependence on traffic citations. But this is a fantastic bill to get us headed in the right direction, and we appreciate your positive support on this bill. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next up, Jenna Hudgens with the... Oh, I'm sorry. We have a question, ma'am. Vice Chair Caruso, you're recognized.
Thank you for coming here today. I was wondering, you mentioned that from here you look forward to refining the bill before next committee. If I could ask, what refinements were you going to?
I believe there's some minor amendments that need to be made in the language as far as references to statutes and correcting those.
Okay, no further questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question, please.
Representative Beltran, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. As long as we're talking about clerks' budgets, I just wanted to get your thoughts very briefly on whether the 67 clerks should all consolidate either the court dockets or their internal operations on one statewide set of software, if you had any thoughts on that, and whether that would result in cost savings, please.
Do you recognize?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is something clerks have talked about over the years. There are a lot of nuances that affect that, local preferences of judiciary. I know it's something that would be an aspiration of clerks if it was fiscally doable in the future.
Okay, seeing no further questions, next up is Jenna Hudgens. Hudgens, are you here? Okay, let's go right to debate. Anybody wanting to debate this bill? You recognize Representative Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Barnaby, for carrying this good bill for the clerks. It's, you know, as they just noted, it's a critical and important time for them and for us to address their budget. This isn't a silver bullet. I agree. We need to take a long-term look at fixing your budgetary needs. The current model just isn't working. And if we don't have fully funded judiciary, we can't have a fair and equal justice system. So we have to take that into account. I'd say great job today, Representative Barnaby, and good job working the bill. I've been in some working conferences with him and the stakeholders, and you've really done an excellent job. And really to address what Representative Caruso asked, I think there are some minor notes that the stakeholders have already you know, made note of, and they will be submitting an amendment for that. I think we do need to also take a look, though, how this is going to work with another, I won't call it a competing bill. There's another interesting bill out there that maybe you can amend into yours. That's House Bill 557, so we can take that offline. But good job today. Thanks for carrying this bill.
Thank you. Next up, Representative Rayner, followed by Vice Chair Caruso and Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Barnaby, for this very good bill. I think as I spoke with you at the last committee where you had the clerk's bill, I expressed, you know, my gratitude as a working attorney for you taking up the cause for the clerks. We know that they have been under tremendous strain this last year, really trying to, you know, figure out what we're going to do just under the COVID conditions, and now, you know, that affected their budget tremendously. And so thank you so much for this good bill. Thank you. I agree with Representative Gregory. This is not a silver bullet, but this is a step in the right direction. And thank you for your willingness to be able to continue to work on this issue.
Thank you. Okay, Vice Chair Caruso, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Rep. Barnaby, for bringing this bill forward, and I'm glad you didn't pass out up there. In addition to the previous year's budget shortfalls, we know that pandemic has been hard on the clerks, clerk of courts throughout their state, and so this good bill will help towards that end goal. So thanks for bringing it up. I'm up on this bill. Hope everybody else is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Representative Byrd, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman, and I just want to thank Representative Barnaby for his good work. I know he and I have had conversations. This is an issue I've worked on over the last couple of years as a working attorney. I talk to my clerks of court frequently in Nassau and Duval County and realize the challenges they face. We do need a long-term solution, but I appreciate the step in the right direction as the clerks are unseen, but they are the gatekeepers. The judicial system doesn't work without the work that they do, and so I appreciate the bill and urge everyone to support it.
Thank you.
Next up, Representative Garrison.
Thank you, Chair. Very briefly, I want to thank Representative Barnaby for this good bill, echo my colleagues' comments, and then also thank my clerk, Tara Green, from the great county of Clay, for being here, and we're very proud of you being the head of the statewide association this year. Thank you for your hard work and working with Representative Barnaby. Thank you, Chair.
Any further debate? I'll just chime in. A couple years ago, I carried a clerk's bill. Doesn't do nearly what this one will do to help, balance out their finances, basically. And it got me clerk's legislator of the year. I like your chances this year, Representative Barnaby. So with that, we'll go ahead and, Maura, please call the roll.
Chair Plankin?
Yes.
Vice Chair Caruso?
Yes.
Ranking Member Gottlieb?
Yes.
Representative Beltran?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Byrd?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
DeSegli?
Yes.
Fernandez Barquin?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
15 yeas.
Unanimous. We'll be reporting that favorably. Congratulations, Representative Barnaby. Next up, House Bill 777. Tampering with or fabricating physical evidence by Representative Garrison. Representative Garrison, you're recognized to explain House Bill 777.
Thank you, Chairman. Florida law has long prohibited a person from destroying, altering, removing, or fabricating evidence in criminal investigations and criminal proceedings. This is a core component of our criminal jurisprudence and is commonly referred to as tampering with evidence. In Florida, currently, the offense of tampering with evidence is a third-degree felony, regardless of the severity of the underlying crime that is being investigated or prosecuted. And what happens is that can lead to the absurd result of a person tampering with evidence in a misdemeanor shoplifting case being subject to the same penalty as someone who destroys critical evidence in a capital sexual battery or a homicide investigation. HB 777 would address this by making it a second-degree felony to knowingly tamper with evidence in investigations or prosecutions of enumerated violent felony offenses such as arson, sexual battery, kidnapping. It would also make it a first-degree felony to knowingly tamper with evidence in capital crimes or criminal offenses involving the death of another person. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you. We have no amendments. Let's go to questions. Any questions for members? Seeing no questions, we have no public testimony. Debate. Representative Beltran, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, Representative, for the good bill. And I know there's a lot of lawyers on this committee, and we all rely on evidence every day in our jobs, whether that be civil or criminal. These obstruction crimes are very serious crimes, and obviously we want to make sure that we punish those appropriately, and that could be exculpatory evidence that's destroyed as well as inculpatory evidence. I mean, you can could potentially frame someone for just as you could destroy evidence with almost with impunity. You could also inculpate somebody with impunity if the punishments for that are not proportionate to the liability for the crime at hand. So thank you for your good work. I'm glad we're making this change.
Any further debate? Seeing none, Representative Garrison, you're recognized to close.
So I want to thank you, Rep. Beltran, for your comments, and with that, I'll waive close, Mr. Chair.
Let's vote. Amora, please call the roll.
Chair Plakin?
Yes.
Vice Chair Caruso?
Yes.
Ranking Member Gottlieb?
Yes.
Representative Beltran?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Byrd?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
DeSegli?
Yes.
Fernandez-Marquin?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
15 yeas or nays?
We'll be reporting that favorably. Now we're going to go ahead and move to our consent agenda. And just as I know we've heard this a few times already, but I'll go through it again. We're going to taking up the consent agenda for project bills. And we'll be voting on the agenda in its entirety. We aren't going to be taking up question debate on each of the bills individually. And so it'll be a questions debate only once. You can only vote, you may vote no on any particular bill by submitting a nay vote consent agenda form with Amora before the vote. Please keep in mind that in passing these bills, it makes these projects eligible for funding, but doesn't guarantee that any one of them will actually get funded. With that said, any questions? Seeing no appearance registrations, any public testimony? Seeing none, anyone like to debate? Representative Beltran, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. I've again reviewed and scrutinized these proposals. I'm actually gratified. I see that the amount and the volume of these proposals has decreased. Hopefully that's a trend. And I see that there are some projects in here that really do have a statewide application. So I will be up today, but I do continue to have the same concerns I've voiced on previous occasions. I'm not going to reiterate those all today, but thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further debate? Before I call the vote, is there any nay vote forms? Doesn't look like it. Okay, again, a reminder, a yes vote is an affirmative for every bill, except for any no votes registered. That's it. So, Amora, please call the roll on the consent agenda.
Chair Plakin?
Yes.
Vice Chair Caruso?
Yes.
Ranking Member Gottlieb?
Yes.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Byrd?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
DeSegli?
Yes.
Fernandez-Burkin?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Sabatini?
No.
14 yeas, one nay.
Thank you. We'll show that bill passing. That'll complete our committee agenda. As usual, if anybody needs access or help from staff on any issue relating to this, please, they'll be making themselves available. Seeing no further business before the committee, seeing none, Representative Sabatini moves we rise without objection. This is adjourned.